Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The North Dakota Supreme Court has ruled that a township in Ramsey County improperly denied a permit for a proposed hog barn. The unanimous opinion sends the case back to Pelican Township to reconsider the animal feeding operation permit. Township ordinance specifically states the purpose of agricultural zoning district is to encourage the continued use of the land for agriculture and discourage commercial uses, which would interfere with the development of land, wrote Justice Jared Tufte. Recreational use is allowed in an agricultural zoning district, but the purpose of the zoning district is to use the land for agriculture. The decision is seen as a victory for animal agriculture. The Stockmen's Association advocates for responsible animal agricultural development and adherence to statutorily defined roles of political subdivisions and regulatory agencies in the process. The North Dakota legislature has reconvened from crossover break this week as lawmakers ignited with more committee work and are considering bills in their respective chambers. The NDSA continues with its presence at the Capitol. House Bill 1113, introduced by Representative Paul Thomas, is rooted in private property rights. It has two parts. First, it clarifies the legislation initiated by the NDSA and passed overwhelmingly last session that requires written permission and labeling of game cameras placed on another person's property, just as required for placing traps. Second, it requires people to get permission from landowners before placing bait on another person's property as well. Thomas detailed a series of reasons why this is important, from potentially jeopardizing organic certifications or specialized contracts to introducing problematic noxious weeds. The NDSA testified in support of the bill. It passed in the House 94-0, and it will have a hearing in the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee tomorrow, March 5th. The NDSA has been on high alert every day of the session, and that will continue, in order to ensure legislators know our priorities. Members can stay up to date on what is happening during the session by receiving our weekly legislative ledger, emailed weekly on Fridays. Additionally, there is a monthly legislative ledger available only in the North Dakota Stockmen. If you would like to stay up to date on all the happenings this session and what the NDSA is working on, contact us today to become an NDSA member at 701-223-2522. This week, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association's grassroots leaders met in Bismarck for executive committee meetings, a budget meeting, and a board of directors meeting. They conducted important business for the boots on the ground during their time together. For over 91 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockmen.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.